Management has told us we need to be better about speaking into the microphones, so we'll try and do a better job of that for you this morning. Good morning. It's 8:16. You're listening to York News Station here on Raven Radio. I am Tom Hess. I'm the Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor, and this is the activities report. This morning, the third place at state basketball managed Kamloops Braves are in. Well, two of them, anyways. Julia McTulik, Sasha Sakus are joining me this morning. It's early for you guys, but you guys are used to early morning stuff because you guys get up and practice a lot. And my first question, we were talking about a little bit before we came on, those 8 a.m. starts to the tournament. Julie, give me an idea of what it feels like to play an actually meaningful competitive basketball game at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.? Well, there's not a lot of people awake at 8 a.m., so there wasn't much people there. And because of that, there wasn't much intensity or anything. But everybody was tired, and they were trying to cheer loud. And
Sasha, what do you do to get ready? Do you feel comfortably, like, up and ready to play a game like that at 8 a.m.? Or do you have to, like, have a little routine to get you to trick your body into thinking it's a humane time of day?
Well, usually if I have a game in the morning, I got to wake up a couple hours before the game or else I'm not going to be in it. It's just, it won't work if I'm not up 2 hours before the game.
Are you a coffee drinker? Are you like sitting there slugging down black coffee before they go in? And you guys started the tournament by beating Valdez at 8 a.m. and then you guys ended up finishing third at the tournament. Julie, this was your second trip to the state tournament. What were the biggest changes between that first year you guys went and finished runner up and going back this year? What did you notice change-wise? You were a freshman then. What was different about it?
Different for myself?
Yeah.
So the difference was that my freshman year, I didn't get to play a lot. I was benched. And that was, for me, my freshman year at state, it didn't really have an impact on me because I didn't really play. But this year, it was something different. I was starting five, I was captain, and it was a lot of fun to be actually playing. And when you're playing, it's like you don't hear the crowd, you just hear your teammates and you hear your coach. That's all you could hear.
Sasha, this was your first trip to the state tournament?
Yeah, I'm a freshman.
What were your impressions of it?
I was really excited. I couldn't, like, I don't know. I didn't know what to think because it was state, and I was just excited, ready to play, do whatever my team needed me to do.
What was the biggest difference between state and anything else you've seen so far? Was it the number of guys in polo shirts with name tags directing you places, or what was the biggest difference?
Well, in the summers I do tournaments down in Vegas and travel around. It was like, it kind of was the same, except I didn't have my family at those kinds of tournaments and lots of friends. And we just came more prepared for this.
Yeah, you're from Anchorage.
Yeah.
What was it like playing the state tournament kind of as a sort of a homecoming for you?
It was, the gym was new, but that's where a lot of my family is, so I had a lot of people at the game supporting the team.
Sasha Sakus and Julia McTulik in with me this morning. Julie, how many of the Mount Edgecombe fans, because there's always a pretty big Mount Edgecombe contingent at state, how many of them did you know? How many of them were, like, coming up and chatting with you that you didn't know, but still, like, because that's kind of the Mount Edgecombe family, is everybody, like, these people come out of everywhere to root for you guys. What's it like when you see them in the stands? And
well, some of them, they holler your name and they say, good job, are you a senior, are you this? And I look at them and, first of all, I see their faces, I'm like, who are you? But because they came from Edgecombe, you know, they're proud of everybody. And there was quite a few that I didn't really know, but there was more people that I knew. And I got to meet a whole bunch of the teammates' families and parents, so that was cool. And also the Barrow crowd, there's a lot of Barrow alumni, so we had a lot of them up there too.
Yeah, the Barrow crowd was out in force for their games. They might have.
There was a lot of Barrow people.
Yeah, the Barrow fans. It's either, I think it's Barrow, Bethel, or Mount Edgecombe for kind of best fan base in the state.
Yeah.
Would you, looking at, so you're from Elam.
Yeah.
Tell us about Elam. What's the audience at home that knows doesn't know where Elam is, doesn't know what Elam's about? What would you tell them about Elam?
Elam, we have about 350 people, and a total of 80 kids from kindergarten through 12th grade. And in high school, there's only about 35 people, so there wouldn't be any girls' basketball team. There's only a guys' basketball team, which if I was down there, I probably wouldn't be playing basketball. And when they have a crowd for the boys' basketball team, usually the bleachers are all full, and we support them a lot, so it's always fun to watch them.
Where is Elam, for those who don't know?
It's by Nome on the Norton Sound.
Did you believe me right then when I made it sound as though I knew and I was just asking for people who didn't know? Did I hide my own ignorance by couching it that way?
Yeah.
You believed me. Okay. Yeah. What's the biggest difference coming from Elam to being at Mount Edgecombe? Just like kind of in your day, obviously, like in Mount Edgecombe, it's a boarding school, so that part's different. But coming to Sitka and doing the Mount Edgecombe thing compared to being in Elam, what's kind of the biggest shift you make personally as you switch back and forth?
Leaving my parents would be one big thing, but there's a lot of more opportunities here than Elam, whereas in Elam, there's not much to do, and there's more opportunities.
Sasha, biggest change, you actually step down in population a little bit when you come to Sitka to go to Mount Edgecombe. What's kind of the biggest change for you from being in Anchorage to being here?
Being away from my parents and my family, I kind of like smaller places. It feels more better to me. I used to live in Elam when I was younger for the first 6 years and 5 years of my life, and moved to Anchorage. I really like all my friends that I had there. I was being coached by this one coach for about 5 years. It was really hard leaving him. I came here for a better education, and I'm a fourth generation Edgecombe student. My great grandma and my mom all attended. It was kind of just ran in the family, and I wanted to keep it going.
So your generation is your parents and grandparents are some of the people who are cheering on strangers' children at basketball games during state and stuff. You come from that lineage. So that was kind of important to you to carry on that tradition. That's a cool thing to do and to keep going. What are you thinking about now that the season's over? Because talking to some of the seniors, it's like, great 4 years, ready to be done. The underclassmen, it's a little bit different story. You guys get to think about doing it again, going back. Are you at that point yet, or are you just kind of enjoying the fact that you don't have to get up early again, except for the show, of course?
Well, I plan on coming back. I plan on training this summer, coming back more prepared than I came this year.
Julie, are you looking forward to being back next year, or are you sort of enjoying the week before you start thinking about it again?
Well, it was just a couple days after we got done with basketball, so I'm enjoying the time, the rest, and everything. But I'm ready for next year. We're going to have new people coming, and I'm excited to see who those people are.
All right. Julie Homaktulik, Sasha Sakuse, thank you guys for being on with me this morning. They finished third at the Mount Edgecombe. They finished third as Mount Edgecombe at the state basketball tournament in Anchorage. And we'll send you back to Morning Edition.